actually quite simple. If we break this all down right now,
perfect.
It's very simple. There's, you know, the MDs that are taught to prescribe poisons, and it's not root cause, it's superficial. It's like taking a leaf off of a tree and taping it back to the tree. And that may sound a bit simplified for some people, but they're working at Band-Aid level, taping a branch back to the tree, or removing the branch, or removing a significant root, like an organ, and saying, you don't need your gallbladder, no big deal. And then not,
you don't need this.
Yeah. It's like, then your body isn't able to carry out fat soluble waste. And it's like, no big deal. Hey, don't tell them you have a headache, 'cause they might just remove, you know, your brain. And then they'll call that a lobotomy. Oh wait, they're doing that, according to the work of Dr. Nils, you know, that the programming.
Are you ready to take control of your health in today's toxic world? Look no further. Masterpiece is here, setting the gold standard for holistic detoxification. Masterpiece, the natural master binder, features nanosized zeolites combined with marine plasma nutrition. And here's the groundbreaking news. In initial trial results, users have experienced an astonishing 70% removal of toxins after just 60 days of use. Say goodbye to forever chemicals and heavy metals. Masterpiece is a game changer, efficiently capturing graphene oxide, arsenic, mercury, and over 85 other heavy metals. Not to mention, it tackles forever chemicals like microplastics and PFAS, a group of over 4,700 man-made chemicals lurking in everyday products. Users are reporting incredible benefits: more energy, heightened mental clarity, and better sleep. One user happily exclaimed, "The mental fog is just gone." And the best part, Masterpiece is affordable. For just $52.99, you get a 2-month supply that can transform your life. Visit sarahwessel.com under shop, or click the link below to grab yours today. Don't keep this breakthrough to yourself. Spread the word to family and friends. Masterpiece is not just a product, it's a life changer. Act fast and get yours today at sarahwessel.com or with the link below.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Dr. Diane Kayser coming to the program. She is just an amazing person. I'm so glad I got this connection with her and I was set up to do this interview. I'm really impressed. I think you are going to be really impressed with her. She says that she's just honest about her past. She goes, "I was this living Barbie doll. I got breast implants. I did all this stuff and I was such an idiot." And like so many people out there, we all did dumb things in our past, and it taught her some serious lessons about how you destroy your own body. And she is a doctor of holistic medicine and is a lifelong learner of just trying to figure this out. Very impressive individual. I think you will really like this conversation that we have. She also stays after to do some more controversial stuff on Substack for my Substack members. So if you're not a member of my Substack, you can go to sarahwessel.substack.com. You can sign up for it there. If you can't afford it, or if you just want to check me out, you can do a free trial as well. And you can hear this. I really hope you do join as a subscriber. I'm always giving free content. So if you just want to subscribe, I'm always giving free content there. You get all the notifications of my shows and my articles. And then I have paid content as well. And so you can get both. And thank you. If you were a paid subscriber, thank you so much for doing, I am so thankful, because that is a big part of what keeps me going and funding this program, because I'm targeted all over the place and I'm trying to get on freedom sites, people that will allow me to talk, allow my guests to talk, allow us to get this information out there. So it's hard. And so when you're subscribed, it really helps this, what we're doing and the work we're doing. And before I get into this, I want to talk to you about Marjorie Wildcraft's free seminar on helping you grow food. It's starting to get nice out there. We really need to think. She thinks you can grow food all year round, and you can, in an apartment, anywhere you are. You don't have land. You can figure out how to grow food. She teaches you how to do that. But she has a free seminar with 36 different experts on how to grow food. We know that the food that you're buying in the grocery stores are not as nutritious as what you can do yourself if you grow your own food. We know that the attack on the food supply is coming fast and furious, and you need to be ahead of that. We want to make sure that everybody can feed themselves and their families. So go to sarahsbackyardfarm.com. I have the link below, and you can watch all of this for free. Okay, let's get into this really great conversation with Dr. Diane Kaiser. Hi, Diane. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Sarah. I'm excited to be here.
I've heard such great things about you and your work and your whole approach to all of this. I've been doing this for a long time, and I've interviewed, you know, China, the top Chinese doctors and all these people all over the world who I just think are the best and the brightest. And from what I'm hearing, you are moving in that category. So I'm really glad that you're coming on this show to talk about the research that you've done and the work that you're doing. Can you give us a brief background on what you're about so the audience can see, you know, get a feel for that?
Yeah, absolutely. I like to first start by saying that I'm just like you. I'm not better than you. I'm not smarter than you. I'm just farther along maybe in my suffering journey. And I don't say suffering to say I'm a victim, woe is me. I say it because suffering, I think, is the greatest tool to wake us up.
That's right.
Out of something that we're doing on a regular basis that is causing us pain. So I don't believe that God made junk, and you are absolutely not junk. God did not make deficient DNA, and you are not broken. Our system is. And so I actually woke up early on in my early 20s, ironically, the most embarrassing thing, I guess one would say, one of the most embarrassing things, I was diagnosed with herpes. And I thought, well, what am I supposed to do about this? Because this is like this disgusting omen. And now I have the stigma, right? And the bullies in our world. And like, oh, if you have herpes, it's just gross, you know? And I was self-bullying because that's how we're all taught to think that other people are thinking about us and judging us. And that's what creates this fear of speaking up, which is what your channel, and I'm so impressed by the work that you do, Sarah, because you do not hold back. And that's how we all need to be. And so for me, this is what helped me not hold back, is I was diagnosed with herpes, that the 2 version, which means of the reproductive organs. And you're supposed to tell every sexual partner, well, I have this thing and I'm asymptomatic, so I could give it to you and shed, but I don't know what to do about it. And doctors didn't have any answers. I, at one point, just didn't even know if I wanted to live anymore because I was so embarrassed about it. Fast forward 15 years later, and partners that I had told that I had this thing that I invariably found out I didn't even have.
Oh, really?
So I was misdiagnosed.
Oh, was that a relief? Or did you, I mean, were you always so far along that it didn't matter at that point? Mentally.
Yeah, it was absolutely a relief. And I had one outbreak in my life and I didn't know what it was. And you can get a herpes breakout, which now we know as parasites and as the exosomes is of the parasites that release their waste, and it shows up on your skin. So it's not the virus that's the issue. It's the result of the root cause problems that is parasites. And one step beyond that, it's the terrain inside of our body that is so toxic that it's literally turning good bugs into bad bugs. You can't get rid of parasites by just killing parasites. You've got to go after the terrain that brings them on. So parasites are there because we give them a reason to be. So I realized all of these things through my own suffering and asking questions. Well, I can't accept that I'm just this one big herpy wart. You know, that doesn't feel right to me. And there's got to be a reason, right?
Because you can't get rid of herpes, right? I mean, really?
That's what they say, Sarah.
But you can.
That's what they say. And that's the voice that God told me. Like, you are this voice, along with several other people who are talking about terrain theory, which is like the most ancient form of medicine in the world.
Yes.
I've been traveling the world, 28 countries, to India to practice Ayurveda. Learned this when I was 30 years old, 2012, when I traveled to Kerala and learned all about Ayurveda. And the one thing that MDs are taught 1 hour of in school, which is the lymphatic system. And that's our main body's garbage disposal. And we're not taught that that's our primary first line of defense for our immune system. And if it's backed up, then so too will toxins and parasites and exosomes like viruses. It's really very simple health if we broke it down.
Aren't the MDs so mistrained? I mean, I talked about this before, and it's just a huge pet peeve of mine when it comes to nutrition, because so much of us is about nutrition, right?
Yeah.
And they have maybe 5 minutes of training on nutrition. And yet from the eyes of our media and all the propaganda, they are the experts on everything biological, even more of an expert than somebody who has a PhD in nutrition. You know, I, it's like, this is just crazy. I have a toxicologist friend, Dr. Joe Newsma, who I work with. We put solutions together and stuff. He's an expert at toxicology, but yet the doctor, the MDs are more, who have zero almost an understanding of it, are the ones that are propped up as a person to listen to. It's so absurd.
It is. And it's really the programming. And when I've slideshow for you guys, because I really think that pictures speak to people these days. Our brains are so overwhelmed with information, and sometimes people see things and they can register it. And I agree, Sarah, it's really actually quite simple. If we break this all down right now,
perfect.
It's very simple. There's, you know, the MDs that are taught to prescribe poisons, and it's not root cause, it's superficial. It's like taking a leaf off of a tree and taping it back to the tree. And that may sound a bit simplified for some people, but they're working at Band-Aid level
and
taping a branch back to the tree, or removing the branch or removing a significant root like an organ and saying, you don't need your gallbladder, no big deal. And then not,
you don't need this.
Yeah. It's like, then your body isn't able to carry out fat soluble waste. And it's like, no big deal. Hey, don't tell them you have a headache, because they might just remove, you know, your brain, and then they'll call that a lobotomy. Oh wait, they're doing that, according to the work of Dr. Nils, you know, that the programming. So it really is quite simple right now. It's, if you go to an MD, and this is kind of the programming that you're speaking of here, know that you are going to get prescribed the very poisons that are making us sick, and you're not going to get to the root of the problem. And we have people who are now saying, I don't trust doctors. Absolutely not. I will never go to a doctor again. But yet I'm like, well, you're on 5 medications. So let's get real with all of ourselves. Let's get real honest with ourselves. Why do we still keep doing this? You know, like you say, I know it's safe to do on your channel. Why do we keep going back to the pill pushers? And I don't know, Sarah, and this is the social experiment I think that all of our podcasts are about, is if we could really honestly answer each other, is it because we don't know where else to go? Is it because it's just what we've always done? So it must be that because we've always done it, it must be the right way.
We've been trained.
Or is it that we're afraid to not take the pill because we might die? Like, how far does this go?
You're right. Well, both of those things occur. I mean, doctors have MDs have a place. Let's say you get in a car accident and there's acute issues. They have a place to deal with that. And so we're not totally throwing them under the bus.
No way.
It's just getting to the root causes is what they're missing.
Yeah. And I would never throw MDs under the bus. I have several friends that, you know, my partner, we do stem cell down in Mexico. We do IVs, the healthy IVs, like EDTA chelation for those who have received the jab or multiple of them, or who are struggling with heart attacks or strokes or cancer. You know, we treat patients down in Mexico, and I work alongside him with the patient's lifestyle and preparing them for stem cell, because if you're going to go spend $10,000 on a stem cell treatment, or, you know, 15 or 20, and I know not everybody can afford that, so that's not at all what I'm saying, that the only way to health, there's so many amazing free ways that you could be healthy that we're just not even taking advantage of. And it's what God gave us. Like 70% of our detox happens through our exhalation, and people aren't even breathing healthily. They're not exhaling their waist. They're holding their shoulders up. So even just breathing can be, yeah. And then we get 80% of our energy from the sun, and we're in these boxes, and you know, because God made us as solar panels, you know, we're absorbing vitamin D through the sun, but yet we go take synthetic vitamin D. I can go on and on, but getting ready for things like stem cell, or knowing, you know, oh, I have cancer. You're not a victim of that. It's a sign that your body is just simply toxic, and it's a wake up call. So if you clean up the body, the biome, the brain, and in my case, the book I wrote, Killer Breasts, if you clean up your boobs, you know, you don't have to get cancer just because it's genetic. Your mom got it. These are all absolute lies that we have been passed down.
You have this amazing story. We were talking about it before we get on, and I think a lot of people associate with this because we were all kind of like this being young, but you were like this yoga Barbie doll breast implant person in your early 20s, which gave you a wake-up call when you got really sick. Can you talk about that? Because I think people relate to the fact of the stupidity. And so if you're in a kind of that place now, we've all been there.
Yes, that's what I want to share. I want people to know that I'm just like you. So you can see my slideshow, Sarah?
Yes.
Okay. So this gives you an idea. If you can see the image on the left in the middle there, I was a national level competitive bodybuilder, bikini competitor. I was a professional soccer player. I played in the Bundesliga. I played with Megan Rapinoe, which many of us know is the one who kneeled on the field. And yeah, I think.
Did you play against her?
I played with her for about 5 years and
she was on your team.
Yeah. And back then she was a different person. She might be a little bit of a Soros plant. I think, you know, she was not the same person she is now. I think some things she's done in the world has been good for women's rights, but I think it's all a slippery slope.
There's something weird there. Yeah. I remember back when I was coaching my young, cause I coached a lot and I coached the young girls, and Megan Rapinoe, when she first got on the Olympic team, she wasn't really they didn't prop her up. She wasn't the superstar that they propped up, but I used to watch her and I'm like, she's the best player on the team. I used to think she was really good because of her mind, her IQ, her soccer IQ was really high. And so I would tell the young girls, you know, she's good. And then she got into this egomaniac and then actually that destroys a team. But interesting that you played with her. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. It could destroy a soul's divine spark and purpose for why incarnated here. And I watched it happen with her. For me and Sarah, I mean, this is the prison bar, right? And I'll go into the prison bar. I'll come right back to my pictures of my history and how I got here. There are several prison bars that we have essentially been handed from the time we were born, and we were enslaved into the system, and we lost our birth certificate, and there was a straw man and straw woman created, and we literally became a prisoner to this matrix. And I think the entire amazing opportunity is a game to free ourselves from our own mind, but it's not really our own mind. It is like ants that have been handed plastic to build their colony. And I'm like, ants, stop carrying plastic. That's fake. That's not God. You know, it's not the plastic parts that are making up this synthetic matrix that we're all suffering from and can wake up from as a wake up call. And it's the gift of suffering. It's a gift if we see it. But it's not if we drown in it and think that we're a victim of it. So there's many, many different ways that we've been programmed. And I'm not saying your parents are bad. I'm not saying physicians are bad. I'm not saying any of these things are bad. I'm saying they're bad if we accept them and adopt them as normalcy, right? So there's like our peers, me, there's a Botox party. We're having Botox and mimosas. Well, I guess it's just the thing to do. So my peers taught me that, well, if you're a real woman of Orange County, you go to the Botox parties and you get fake boobs. Okay, I'll do that.
Well, everybody our age, I don't know how old you are, been invited to a Botox party. I mean, that's something that happens. Yes.
Yeah, it's normalized. I mean, that's what happens is at first it's just something that you see, and pop culture leads the way, right? Angelina says, well, cut your boobs off, because if you have the BRCA gene, let's do that for breast cancer prevention. I saw that and I was like, we have so much work to do. That is not the right approach. The right approach is to support lymphatic drainage so that your breasts don't get toxified by the toxins and the parasites and all kinds of things like the viruses and the exosomes, the waste that gets trapped in our lymphatic system that then causes breast cancer. It might be genetic to inherit toxins because the average baby's born with 287 pollutants in their body before their first breath, which means it's coming from mom.
Yeah, so the umbilical cord is just doused in it. Yes.
Yeah. And I could tell you stories about patients I've supported and in their family. They're like, wow, Diane, I heard a story from my mother who listened to your show that said her aunt, when she delivered her baby, she delivered a baby and a parasite at the same time, a long parasite. I mean, that's disgusting,
really?
Right?
Like there was actually a parasite that came out with the baby?
Yeah.
Experience the groundbreaking advancements of Leela's quantum technology, now backed by over 40 placebo-controlled studies conducted by elite institutions and renowned universities worldwide. This revolutionary technology surpasses previous achievements, as confirmed by prestigious organizations such as the Emoto Institute in Japan. Scientific investigations reveal that Leela's technology not only enhances blood health and circulation, but also neutralizes the adverse effects of electromagnetic fields, expedites wound healing, and elevates ATP production in human cells. Embrace the extraordinary benefits of Leela's tech as recognized and utilized by world-class athletes, esteemed functional medicine practitioners, and leading figures in the field of biohacking. Explore a range of transformative products from the Heal capsule, shielding you from harmful EMFs, to the Quantum Block, allowing you to infuse frequencies into your cherished possessions. Dive into the realm of innovation and wellness at sarahwestall.com/shop or by following the link below. Oh yeah. My gosh. Is that fairly common?
It's very common. And we can only see to the naked eye 30% of parasites. The other 70% is protozoa. So to see one like that, it might be like an Ascaris. It's going to be like a longer one. And some of them, the parasites can grow up to 30 feet long and they can live up to 30 years in your body. And they literally live off of their host. So to me, when I think about these prison bars here, pop culture, the press, politics, preachers, professors, our position at our job, our partner, like our significant other, physicians, peers, parents, any of these things that we pedestalize to govern our mind is that we are possibly in a prison. So the way that I teach as a doctor is I teach empowerment so that you can be your own best doctor. Because what if one day the grid goes down and you have no place to go? You're going to go to the doctor and get prescribed poisons. And I'll talk about that today about, you know, what the bottom line, they're all poison. They're all petroleum based. They're all Rockefeller, you know, the poisons from the 1920s, 1930s. And now at this point, they've got like graphene oxide and neurotoxins, carcinogens, things like phthalates that just don't break down the body unless they're provoked out. And they're forever chemicals that we don't even know if they break down. So the point is that we've all been programmed to say, well, if Angelina Jolie cuts her boobs off, I should do it too. I'm afraid of getting cancer. My mom got it. That's fear. That's fear porn. That's how you know you're in a prison, because the logic is what I just mentioned. It's just to support your body.
It's you're not born... common sense. It's just so obvious. Well, then now they're taking it to the extreme with these transgender. Instead of just accepting the body that you're in, because that is who you are, they're getting these people on things that they'll feel like absolute crap for the rest of their lives. Horrible that's not judging somebody who's gay but the body, if you try to change your body, you're just going to feel like crap for the rest of your lives. And they're promoting that.
Yeah. And that's one of those ones. I am trying to wake people up just to consider, I'm not even saying believe anything I say. I'm sure Sarah's not either. We're not trying to change your mind. We're trying to open it. And if there's a sliver of an opening, because you're not so MK Ultra'd or indoctrinated, that you can just see a sliver of possibility of, wait, maybe I am believing a false narrative. And also, what if there's another way? Because I think that there is a point of no return. And when people are doing the transgender, and we're seeing now, obviously, that people are regretting it, but you can't go back in time, and you can't undo changing your physical gender.
If you cut off your genitals, a man cuts off his genitals, a little boy cuts off his genitals, that's it. I mean,
yeah.
It's so evil. It's so evil. It's not even comprehensible, but keep going.
Yeah. And this is my opinion. And there's fact and opinion, and then people arguing about like what's true and what's not. What I'll tell you is my own true story. That's my own story. This is what makes this all personable and makes it relevant to what wakes you up out of this prison. Right. And it is so glorious to wake up. The freedom is the greatest taste and the greatest sense I've ever experienced, to not feel enslaved. When somebody told me one day, and this is the journey here, And this is, again, not just my journey. I want you to hear your own and mine. So when I first started competing bikini, and breast implants is not just a thing that bikini competitors do, but it is a place that has defined fitness and what a healthy woman's body looks like. I was reached out to and followed by more people, Sarah, when I looked like this than ever. Even now as a doctor, I don't, you know, people didn't reach out to me just willingly enough. What are you doing? What are you doing to look like that? I'm like, well, first of all, I was pretty much near death at 10% body fat, almost passing out every day because I was carbohydrate deficient. I was taking steroids. I was taking fat burners, not on that first one on the left. I was actually a real athlete there. I was a, you know, a true competitive bodybuilder. I earned national to compete. That middle one is where I earned that. But notice the difference between the middle picture and the right picture. Can you see it other than my hair?
Wow. I mean, you went from having pretty big boobs to having a smaller waist, a bigger butt, and more feminine looking kind of butt.
On the one on the right, you mean?
Yes.
So the one on the right, I had, it's interesting how we see things, right? I don't know if you can tell, but I had breast implants there. So you can see these, the little indentation on my chest is where I got breast implants. And ironically, I lost that show and felt the worst I'd ever felt. So for me, I was programmed by the bodybuilding industry that once you're at 10% body fat, you lose boobs, you don't have any fat there anymore. And if you want to compete to win, and Sarah, you and I were swapping stories about being athletes and you have that competitive spirit, right? Well, I took it and I turned it against myself. I said, fine, I'm going to win if whatever I got to do. And I get some double D's. And then that started the sick journey for me of breast implant illness. And now what we'll talk about today is it's not just breast implants. It's any implant illness that we're seeing the same symptoms. Then the picture of me here was before I got Botox, 2016. And then 3 months later, I got pink hair. And then I started getting really, really sick. I pushed my body too far over the edge. And I call it, you know, your goddess glass, your toxic bucket got tilted over. So we can't ever say, and this is another message I want you guys to hear me out. There is no one thing that makes you sick. There is no one magic bullet that's going to unsick you. This is a lifestyle, and this is getting back to what God had created and also taking advantage of I don't like the word anti-aging, Sarah, and we can talk about that too. I like pro-regenerative and aging gracefully and giving your body. Yeah, because anti-aging is truly a term by the transhumanistic movement, and it is a very slippery slope. So 2019, just after me trying to figure out what was going on with me, I had all kinds of suspicions as to why my entire body looked like, see my eyes in that picture there, Sarah, where they're all swollen. My lymph was red and itchy, puffy.
Yeah. Yeah. The third
that
one.
Was what?
The third one in?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that was... Yeah, go ahead.
I couldn't figure out what was going on with me. I was in and out of the doctor because at that point I was desperate. I couldn't figure out my own answers. I was a humble doctor at that time going, I can't even fix myself. So I ended up on 2 rounds of prednisone. It fixed it, but I don't want people to be on prednisone. It turns your immune system essentially off. And then it's a slippery slope back to, okay, well, don't worry. You know, we'll give you all the pills that you need if you don't have an immune system. So then I got my breast implants out, stopped doing Botox, detoxed my body, lived a healthy lifestyle, changed my inner mindset, got out of the prison bars, or at least started to. And that was me the next month after removing my breast implants, June 2019.
Yeah, it's amazing how much healthier you look.
Yeah. And that is what I see. When we remove the toxins and the pathogens, the EMFs, because EMFs are a massive depleter of collagen, because when you're around EMFs a lot and you're not protecting yourself and you're putting all the smart technology on your body, touching your phone, touching your mouse, your computer, sleeping next to Wi-Fi or a smart meter, all of those things increase calcium in the body, and it causes what's called a calcium shell. And if you have high levels of tissue calcium in the body, then your body isn't synthesizing collagen. So the best aging rapidly procedure I'd recommend is just bathe yourself in Wi-Fi, you know, all day long. Live close to Wi-Fi towers, you know, go live in the city.
That's why the EMF protection and those things are so important, because we can't get away. Yeah. It's so hard to get away from EMF, but you can protect yourself. Oh my gosh. So this is, go ahead.
Here's a beautiful picture. Here's my greatest anti-aging picture right here, Sarah. Don't you love it? This is the new smile. This is really one that I want everyone to hear too. And I'll wrap up what I just said. If you guys, you may have talked about this because I listen to your shows, Sarah. You have great guests. I love how you interview. Love how you go straight to the heart of the matter and look deeply into the demon and go, not today, Satan.
That's right.
There's something. Have you ever heard of Antenna Search?
I'm sorry, heard of what?
If you go to, everybody listening, go to antennasearch.com. So I am EMF certified, which means that I work with patients and the people who are in our mastermind group to help them look at root causes that surround us and what to do to protect us. So if you go to antennasearch.com, you can see how close that you live in proximity to antennas, towers.
Oh,
and
cool.
Yeah. If you're living close to like 0.5 miles or less to a 5G tower, 4G tower, you're getting just constantly radiated all day long. And to those people who have very unique symptoms, diseases, can't figure out what's going on, you're probably getting just zapped all day long. And you, no wonder why you can't sleep, right? So I always tell people, check that. There's another thing, which everything works in tandem. So this is me getting a dental implant in 2022. And this is actually where I started connecting a lot of dots. And God gives us an intuition to connect dots if we're listening. So I'm hoping that some of the things I'm talking about today might prompt a wake-up call within you. Oh my gosh, what if it's my breast implants? What if it's the Botox? What if, right? What if? We don't know until we look. So for me, I came back from Mexico. Nothing wrong with doing dental treatments in Mexico. In fact, the only place I know that has the dental anesthetic that is not contained graphene oxide, according to the work of La Quinta Columna, is at American Biological Dentistry Clinic, which is one of the places that I work with patients down there in Tijuana, and they don't use. And so here, let me just back up. I got extremely ill after I went down and had this treatment done in Mexico. American Biological Dentistry, they don't do implants. They remove silver fillings. They remove root canals. They look at dental cavitations via an X-ray system that's much more advanced than a standard X-ray called a cone beam. I think that is the only type of dentist that you should go to as a biological dentist. And I want everyone to ask these questions when you're getting dental work done. What kind of dental anesthetics are you using on me? So for me, after this trip, I came home 3 days later. I had the weirdest feeling I've ever experienced. Felt like my brain just got instantly attacked by like a bomb through my brain. And I was sitting in front of my computer. I also found out just 2 weeks ago, because people have been researching what is in these dental anesthetics, what things contain graphene oxide that we need to know about and to avoid or reduce or to detox if we've been poisoned by it. Because graphene oxide is what makes this entire transhumanistic agenda work. As you can see right here on the right, graphene-based sensors for human health monitoring. This has been around since even early 2010. So see this other article on the left, in vitro evaluation of passive radio frequency identification microchips implanted in human molars subject to compression forces for forensic purposes of human identification. This is 2013. So we're talking about a decade ago that they've been putting microchips in dental implants as well as breast implants.
They've been studying implants since the 90s because on Native American communities, because I've had people from the Native American world come in and talk about how they've been doing this to us since the 90s, but they were the test subjects. There's always test groups.
Sarah, my friend, a very, very dear friend of mine, her father was one of these test subjects, and he's Native American. In fact, the screenwriters of Yellowstone reached out to her and asked her to write a movie script similar to, you know, what they did with Yellowstone in 1930 or whatever, 1886, 1883, whatever it was called. Anyway, they asked her to write a script because her father has been poisoned by these vaccines so many times. He was injected hundreds of times per day.
God, what, how could they be? I'm just like stumbling over my words, because 100 times per day. How did he even get himself in a situation where it was 100 times a day? What was the situation?
I'll stop sharing for a moment, because it's one of those stories that I went, I need to have you on my show to talk about this, because people need to hear it to believe it. The Native Americans, we all know their land was stolen,
yes,
you know, from them. And so too have been their livelihoods. You
yes.
know, they have been promised and sold a lie, that, you know, we'll give you food in exchange for health, or, you know, we'll give you, and they've been programming them too. They've been fear porning them that there's this boogeyman virus that's going to come get them. And because they were the original DNA natives, they don't have, air quotes, the immune system to defend themselves from it. So they're sold this lie, and it's been indoctrinated and then passed down. We don't inherit genes as much as we inherit a way of thinking. So these natives have been programmed to believe that they're super sensitive, that they should isolate. And that's why during the pandemic, they were all, you know, you looked at billboards, and I'm driving around Arizona, billboards where they've got all of their reservations that say, mask up, make sure that you have a vaccine before you take a tour. So they've been programmed so much that it makes me so sad. I was at a Hopi, Sasha Stone led this like event when he had Hopis there from the reservation that's nearby. And I could just see their faces, Sarah. They're like frozen. You could tell that they've been vaccine injured. And they say, they're still up on stage saying, oh, I got COVID recently. And I'm like, hey, you know, have you thought about trying this to support your immune system? And they're like, no, I just, you know, take the prescriptions. And I'm in tears. I'm in tears hearing how this is the most ancient, well, that we know of. They've been here for 2,000 plus years, the Hopis. They have the Hopi prophecy that shows us that the fork in the road, if we don't wake up, and we're at that fork in the road, but yet they have fallen for the prison indoctrination camp of poisoning our temples. It's so sad.
You know, they went from 60 million down to 800,000. Okay, so they aren't cared about, right? Then you have the residential schools, which I've covered in depth on my program with Kevin Annett. And I've been working a lot with Dr. Three Rivers, who is the former Chief Justice of the Cherokee Nation. And he's actually a medicine man. He has a PhD in international law, but he also has a PhD in natural medicine. And he's a traditional medicine man. I've learned so much from him, just his conversations. But a lot of the issues, because he's in Hawaii now, they asked him to come and be their chief justice out of it. He's 82. He came out of retirement to help them. He just shakes his head how he just cannot get through. It's exactly what you're saying. It's the mental prison of getting these people out of their mindset so they can help themselves. But Americans are like that here too. It's really bad. It's not, they're a more obvious case. And it's very sad. They're like children in their the laws. We treat them like they're the laws, the government laws on the reservations are their children's and stewards of the state. It is so sad, but that's where we're moving or already in. We're not any different. They just came before us.
Yeah, they are the model of, if we can look at what they're doing, how they're thinking, how they're reacting, and how they're dividing. That's the word, is dividing, is who's jabbed and who's not jabbed. And so we can literally see that the seas parting right now. And when I've interviewed my friend, Frank Jacobs on my show about this, and it's the tale of two timelines, and we're witnessing the split right now. And, you know, if we really stopped our busy days, our hustle, our productivity. Like when someone says to me, oh, how was your day? And I'm like, oh, it was very productive. I'm like, oh my God, Diane, you sound like a robot. Like, whoa, how am I imprisoned to productivity? But if we really pull back and feel, for me, when I have the visuals of the millions of buffalo that we killed back then, I mean, right now it's happening. Like in Texas, there was another huge chicken farm that's been completely decimated. Oh, just, you know, some random arsonist. This is not stuff by accident. This is history repeating itself. And if we fall for it again, then it's us collectively that deserves the consequences of that. But we know, like, Sarah, you're working hard on this channel. I'm working hard on my book and made a documentary with David Icke called Dying to Be Beautiful. If we don't wake up from these subtle ways that we put ourselves to sleep and poison ourselves, then we are going to fall into that timeline, the toxic timeline where we give ourselves away to these transhumanists. And it really is sick. So I'll go back to the image here. Can you see it again, Sarah?
You look terrible. I'm sorry. Terrible. That's just awful.
Yeah, it's awful. I mean, this is what I did. And so I'm willing to show how terrible I looked in the process because I felt even more terrible the week after that and the week after that because I got poisoned. You guys, I got poisoned. And this is where I want you to take my lessons and liberate yourself from your future. Because I'm kind of like your future self coming in to say, don't do that. You could say the tooth fairy godmother saying, do not do what I did. So I had a titanium implant installed next to another one. At this point, there's a lot of people that there's nothing they could do. They have titanium in their body. They have rods because they had, you know, replacement parts because they got into an accident, hip replacement, whatever. I'm not saying take them out. I'm saying that we need to work with what we've got. And if you can get a zirconia implant instead of a titanium implant, I would do that. I didn't have a choice. I would have lost my entire gum line because I had one put in 20 years ago next to this. So the other thing is if you're going to have dental work, ask them what they are using. First of all, right now we don't even know how to ask the question, does this implant you're putting into my body have a microchip on it? We don't know that. I want doctors to ask these questions. If you know the answers to that, comment below on Sarah's podcast here, because we need to compare notes with each other. I'm doing this research every day and not even dentists, they don't know these answers.
Trying to figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. All of us are just trying to figure this out. We're a team. We're team humans. There's not like anybody against each other. My product is better than the other product. Like, you're stupid. No, we're all trying to figure this out together. So they used articaine and turbocaine on me. And those are two of the many that La Quinta Columna and the work of Dr. David Nixon and then also Dr. Anna, they're all looking under the dark field microscope to see what's in this stuff. And La Quinta Columna discovered that articaine and turbocaine have the high amounts of graphene oxide in it. So I would like to challenge all of you. Are you asking your dentist what they're using and installing? Because I felt like I was dying for 2 weeks in a row and had no answers from anybody as to what was going on. So now once I figured it out, I went, I have to tell everybody, and then you get to do with whatever you want with this information. So we've been told that levobupivacaine is the safest dental anesthetic and graphene oxide has not been found under the microscope as per La Quinta Columna's research. Now, this is always moving, you guys. And I've also been recently told, I just did a show with Sean and SGT, someone said below that that they had heard that Levo, I just call it Levo for short, is not been available in America, but I've heard otherwise. So if you can get this, currently this is the safest, but keep following the researchers to see if that's changing. So all but one, this is a Levo, do not contain the nanotech of the Internet of Things to turn us into basically robots that they're able to track and trace and terminate if we don't obey them. If you're working with a regular dentist, they're not going to be in the know about this, you guys. So if you go to your regular dentist or even a biological dentist and they don't have answers for you, you probably want to go find another one. And you can find one at IAOMT.org. You can find a biological dentist that says that they might be practicing safe and holistic dental treatments where they're not using things like fluoride. They're no longer putting silver fillings in your mouth, which silver fillings are comprised of half mercury and half aluminum. If you're going to have them removed by a smart, trained dentist that is removing them safely. Essentially, they're wearing like a hazmat suit when they take them out of you. I did it the wrong way also. So again, that's my story. I've done a lot of things the wrong way. So you can come back and say, here's the right way to do it. I wanted to pause there, Sarah.
What was the site? I want to show people. I'm going to share my screen once it comes up.
Yeah. So IAOMT.org. And then I can also give you a link as well.
I'm going to share my screen here. Yeah, that's where people can Hold on, let me.
They can find a biological dentist in their area. So there's a couple of options that they have. Perfect. Okay. So if you scroll down, this whole website search directory right there.
Okay, scroll down.
Go find a dentist right there. You could either click right there, find a dentist.
Yep. I bet you there's nobody in my area. Let's see here.
Yeah, I know, right? It's always a good test to see how, yes. So smart in this case is not like smart cities or the smart that we know. It's safe mercury amalgam removal technique. But see how it says search for a member in your area right there, search
so
options.
Do I put my, like, can I say...
No, scroll down a little bit right there. Search, scroll down a little bit, Sarah. And then right there. Oh. So yeah, all of these areas here. So you can click on whatever state that you're in or whatever country that you're in.
Oh, there's 23 of them here.
Oh yeah, you're in Minnesota. Okay, I've helped patients in Minnesota.
We're actually better than most. I'm really surprised.
I know that guy, Carl Anderson, he does good work. I've referred people to him. And so what I do is I look at a couple things whenever I'm finding one for a patient. Everybody needs dental work at this point because most people have never even had their silver fillings removed properly. 86% of people who have had their wisdom teeth removed have at least one cavitation, which is to say that there's pockets of things like parasites that live in these dark holes that no amount of parasite herbs or parasite prescriptions can even get to because they're hiding in that hole. So you want to have cavitations addressed. A good biological dentist would know what I'm talking about. So when you get, you know, I've had a lot of people who have major, major gut infections, cancer. And when they address these things, then it goes away. Like they found that 98% of women who have had breast cancer had a root canal on that same side because that's a diseased organ. And that's essentially leaking toxins and pathogens right into the lymphatic system. Of where that body's trying to push it out. Then you throw on top of it some breast implants and no toxins can leave when the body's trying to push them out. So we have a lot of work to do, and that's just a one pun intended root cause is a lot of dental work that people need. And that's just one thing, you know, getting for me, that was a implant, but it was also the what they injected into the bone. Now, here's what I want to say. Let me just open my screen again and I'll share which one it was. Okay. Can you see it, Sarah?
Yep.
So the turbocaine and articaine, those are the two that they used on me, but the more common one is articaine. Articaine, they inject directly into the bone. So there's a reason for that. My thing is once it's in the bone and these graphene oxide nanoparticles are in your bone, nobody really knows if we can get it out. Nobody knows how. So we have a lot of people talking about, you know, take these zeolites, take these binders. Awesome. We all should every single day, all of us, because even if you're not getting dental anesthetic work in your mouth, we're breathing it in, we're eating it, we're applying it. We all know
geoengineering, we're being poisoned. It's just everywhere.
Yeah, we're breathing in, it's graphene skies at this point. So everybody every day should be on some kind of binder. I actually recommend taking two different types of binders because zeolites are really good at going after a lot of the heavier dense metals. And then there's other things that go after other environmental toxins as well. So there's different binders that do different things. There's like six different ones.
Because there's heavy metals and then there's ones that aren't heavy metals that are a problem, right? Because yeah. Yeah, there's different categories. We're bombarded all over the place. Parasites, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, there's biotoxin binders that I like for parasite waste and mold waste. And now at this point, we have 85% of buildings that contain that are water damaged and are moldy. And so this is not just one thing. I mean, we're at an epidemic crisis of toxicity. And again, I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying it to aware you and to give you hope.
But that's why everybody feels like crap, right? I mean, you feel like crap because you're bombarded with toxins. You're bombarded with EMFs. You're bombarded with all this stuff.
Yeah, I want to show you something on this, on that note. I've got all kinds of slides. You guys can kind of pause anytime with any of this stuff because I've got all sorts of things. We could, you know, talk about this again. But at this point, what we have is, you may have heard of this one, Sarah?
What am I looking at here?
So it's something called, it's a website and it's a product, Impersona, Impersona. So this is the first app that uses your heartbeat to mine crypto.
Oh, I've seen the patents. It's just, they are working on this stuff.
Yeah.
It's almost, they're moving towards the whole, you know, the whole Matrix movies where you're in that field and the people are just that power the whole system are our bodies, our energy. And they're actually moving towards that.
Yeah. Hey, you're making us wealthier by us making you unhealthier. And it's, you know, Dr. Anna's talked about this, is that they've looked under a microscope on it and they're seeing that it's hijacking and essentially harvesting, up to 47% of our energy, and we make energy with our mitochondria.
If you've been following recent developments, you're likely aware of the ongoing transformation in the global economy. The BRICS nations are actively advocating for the replacement of the dollar as the world's reserve currency, and an increasing number of countries are aligning with their efforts. Concurrently, the stability of the Western banking system is facing unprecedented challenges, reaching a level of fragility not seen since the 2008 financial crisis. The reputable Weiss Research Group, known for accurately forecasting bank failures with 99.3% accuracy since 2008, now anticipates a substantial risk of over 4,000 banks facing vulnerabilities, with a fourth of them on the brink of imminent failure. According to their data, all the experts are predicting a major economic collapse more impactful than the crash of 1929. Historically, precious metals have proven to be resilient assets during such economic uncertainties. Now is an opportune moment to consider acquiring gold and silver to safeguard your family's financial well-being. For the most reliable service and the best prices on gold and silver, I recommend Miles Franklin at info@milesfranklin.com. When you contact them, mention Sarah sent me. It ensures you receive the best service and pricing available in the country. That's a guarantee from them to me. Take proactive steps now to secure your assets and protect your loved ones. Contact info@milesfranklin.com and let them know Sarah sent you.
And we get mitochondria from the sun. Like our cells get charged by the sun and from light. Like I have a light right on my face right now. I have infrared technology all day. I'm sitting in infrared full spectrum saunas. I teach my patients a whole lifestyle, not just a pill, not just a spray, but a whole lifestyle around how to support your body to make your own energy so that you don't have to rely on it from the outside so much. But this is where they want to take us, is the more graphene in the body and your body, the more of a target that you are for the 5G frequencies to use you to mine crypto. So the more wearables that you have on your body, the more, and again, this is a slippery slope, you know, Apple watches, AirPods, anything that we're doing, and even a lot of these biohacking and, oh, I want to watch my heartbeat, Aura rings, you know, these things at one point were really cool to follow, you know, how am I sleeping? How am I doing with my steps today, but all of that is a slippery slope toward this using technology.
Yeah. And that's my background, technology. And I got to tell you, there are ways to harmonize with frequency. We don't have to have what they're doing is not good, but there are frequencies that harmonize with our body. We can re-engineer this to be pro-human. We can, that's why I'm really into innovation right now. I want the scientists to come forward and they're using frequency against us. We need to use frequency to defend ourselves and for us. And so we don't need to stunt the growth of what's happening in these markets. We need to re-engineer it so that it works with our bodies. And then we also need to develop defensive mechanisms for the weaponization that is surely going on. And the weaponization that's going on is beyond what even doctors are talking about. All these researchers are talking about when you start talking about scalar waves and tapping directly into our unique identifiers, because we're all frequency beings with unique identifiers. That stuff gets scary, and we need scientists that are on the bleeding edge, and you don't have to be formally trained. You just have to have a mind that wants to learn it and fight against it.
Ooh,
we have a lot going on here, and we can win this, but we need to step up. We need to step up.
Sarah, you actually just said something so interesting. I love it when, let me just, Okay. You said something very interesting that is actually a perfect transition to some of these other things. Let me make sure I didn't miss a slide. Okay. I did. Okay. Just one second. There is a movie documentary called The Bleeding Edge. Have you heard of it?
No, maybe. I've seen, so I sift through material all day long, every day to stay on top of stuff. So I might've seen it.
This one, there's a couple that came out in like 2018. One was called The Bleeding Edge and the other one is called The Root Cause. And I have on my BitChute channel, I have a couple, I put a whole bunch of free documentaries on there so people didn't have to go find it themselves. And The Bleeding Edge is one of them. And it talks about how things like mesh and other wearable, internally wearable devices, how they've been destroying people's lives. And I'm not, again, not here to scare you. I'm just, a lot of people, when I tell them about what I'm going to share with you now, they go, oh, wait a minute. I never was able to make the connection that once I got hernia mesh or vaginal mesh installed in my body, that's when my health demise began. And that's polypropylene. That's plastic. That's the stuff that they're finding, the embalmers are finding when they're pulling these things out of people's body. It's not just the jab, you guys. I've been at this for 15 years as a detox support coach, as a naturopathic doctor, as a financial, or sorry, not financial, functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner. And I help people do this in a way, because I was a financial planner in my 20s. So I like to do this in a way where it's affordable for people, because health could be very expensive if you're doing it and by not addressing the deepest root causes. When we get to the roots of this, your whole tree, just like, that's why my logo is a tree. You get to the roots and the root cause, your body wants to heal. Like God made us as a self-healing mechanism. It wants to heal. We just have to know what is standing in our way of healing. And the Bleeding Edge talks about that. So you could listen to that one. And about the medical device industry is actually more wealthy and makes more money than even the pharmaceutical industry. So Botox is the most toxic substance known to man. That's one thing people need to know. It's not healthy for anybody. And also that fillers that people are using in their face. And I want everybody to hear this also in the freedom space, because I know we're programmed to hate our wrinkles. We're programmed to loathe our lines. You know, Sarah, I'm just like you. We're on camera all day. We want to look presentable. But I'll tell you that the day I started doing coffee enemas and sitting in my sauna almost every day and really focusing on the inside and supporting my body to help it build itself back with minerals and flooding the body with minerals so that the body will use the minerals instead of the metals and the graphene that we're breathing in and eating, your body will actually take and use metals to rebuild itself and its tissues, thereby causing disease, gut problems, autoimmune disease, cancer. If we don't have minerals, the body will use the metals. And that's where we're turning into these transhumanistic robots. And I say that because, with all due respect, graphene oxide is one of the strongest things known to man. It's like thousands of times stronger than steel. And that's essentially turning us into this robot.
And the most conducive. Yes, that's why they're using it. That's why they're using it, because we can be nodes on this internet with the network with the graphene oxide.
Right.
It's beyond internet. You know, people think internet, it's like, you don't need the internet. They can directly interact with us with satellite or any network. It's not necessarily the internet.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And now what they're finding too, and it's not just, I want to take your toys away, so to speak. You know, Botox is bad and fillers are bad. They're now finding that fillers, that women who are anybody who's using fillers in their face, like aesthetic fillers, and they're actually using fillers for other things as well. They will start it with one thing and then they'll start moving it and migrating it to, you know, they're using it now in women who have had their breasts removed because they had cancer. Then they add insult to injury and they put breast implants in them that are laced and held together with mesh. So now they're putting a whole host of other toxins in the body after they had cancer. And it's just disgusting. Mammograms cause cancer. do not do mammograms if you have breast implants. It smashes the breast implants. I've had women die from that, get lupus after getting a mammogram because it smashed their breast implants and then toxins spread everywhere and they got sick and died in a couple months. So it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when these things impact your body. And they're seeing now, there's, first of all, there's graphene oxide in Botox they found. Dr. David Nixon, his work, thank you, David Nixon, has really committed to this. And I asked him, I said, hey, if it's in Botox, is it in fillers as well? He said, you can assume that if it's made by the same company, that yes, it's in that. So now we're seeing that the people, even on a shorter term level, who've been doing fillers in their face, they're considered medical devices. They're considered implants. They're not considered a pharmaceutical. They do not break down. They've seen these materials in women's faces or men who get them 10 plus years after they've had. That's why, you know, they kind of just, fillers end up stacking on top of each other. And like, you kind of have like
they
a
look
frozen
terrible.
Face.
Like Madonna.
Yes.
So now what we saw with Madonna. Yeah, we saw Madonna and she looked like an alien.
Yeah.
And she would have looked better just aging subtly than what she just did. That's why I'm so into healthy alternatives and I'm not on any medications. I was on one for a while and then I stopped. I'm just cold. I'm not doing anything. And everything's about just being healthy. But you end up, by doing that, you end up looking better and feeling better, right? Your wrinkles do diminish by just being super healthy.
Yeah. You know, here's what's really fun. First of all, it starts with the foundation of I love my body and I'm going to build my body. Do we have time for another little slide, Sarah, or you want to start to wrap up?
Okay. Well, we're kind of getting close, but let's do one more slide.
Okay. Yeah. Let me get down to, well, I'll show this one. You guys can look at this later.
We can put this up for our Substack too. And you can go dive right into this.
Oh, that's right. We could do that one as well. Oh my gosh. We could save this one for that Substack if you want, because people need to see that there's a FAERS database. Cause we've all, you know,
for Substack. Okay. Yeah. So right. Tell us where you can get it and then we'll stay after and we'll dive. Cause you can get as controversial and do whatever you want on my Substack.
Okay. Those are the perfect slides for it. We'll do the breast implant toxins. Okay. Let me get to this one.
It's amazing. We have to be careful still. I mean, we're going there in this, but you could go even farther.
Yeah, I know. There's so much to say. And I mean, I say all of this because there's hope. It's so cool to know that there are things beyond what you have been programmed to think. It's your genetics or you're just aging or you need to, you know, stress less or sleep more or just eat healthier foods. And right now they're telling us to eat cereal for dinner. Like, really? I mean, how dumb do we have to be to believe that cereal is what we should eat for dinner or drink tap water in New York, says the governor or the mayor.
Well, to be fair about the cereal for dinner, when people don't have enough money to even buy groceries, I guess it's an alternative. I mean, you starve or eat crappy cereal. I mean, it's really hard. People are struggling financially too.
Yeah. And you know, I've done the math on this when I first became a nutritionist and it was like, how much it costs to eat unhealthy versus how much it costs to eat healthy. When you're eating unhealthy, your body's insulin is spiked and then it artificially believes that it's even hungrier because it's not getting nutrients. It's only getting fake food. So you'll actually be hungrier when you eat fake food and then you eat more and then it costs more in the long run. So just eat real food, get some Tower Gardens, you know, go to food banks, do trades with each other, raise your own food. You only need like 1,000 calories a day, one meal a day.
Grow your own food.
Yeah, get a Tower Garden. Then you have a whole huge garden that you could feed your kids and your whole family. So this is one of the last slides I wanted to end on.
I don't see your slide. So.
Oh, sorry. Hold on just one second. It didn't pop up. Just one second. Okay. So we can wrap this up by saying that, I mean, there's a lot of hope. If you have any implantable device in your body, you have an autoimmune disease because autoimmune disease is defined by anything synthetic that our body is trying to push out of our body, that our immune system is trying to push out of our biological body. And what I'm seeing a lot in women and including our freedom movement and even men who are speakers in the freedom movement, and they're reaching out to me and they're like, wait a second, fillers are toxic. I had no idea. Or Botox, it travels from the area that it was injected. And yes, it's actually even on the label. So fake beauty. And this is the fork in the road. And you get to decide. You can build your beauty naturally. Just like what you were just saying, Sarah, is instead of Botoxing the mermaid, you can regenerate the mermaid tank. and it could be a merman as well, but I just thought this was kind of cute because, you know, when we talk about this with vaccines, they say, if the fish is sick, vaccinate the fish. Whereas the terrain theory versus the germ theory, which says vaccinate the fish, the terrain theory says, we'll just clean up the fish tank and then the fish won't get sick anymore. So it's the same thing here. If you regenerate the mermaid tank, then you build your own beauty, which is created with a balanced terrain and a nurturing environment. And the mindset of that is self-loving. Aging is natural. I embrace my lines, care for my temple, and adopt regenerative aesthetics. But whereas Botox and a lot of the fake synthetic things, which were literally toxins that were made and designed to kill or paralyze troops in the Gulf War, which is where botulinum toxin was discovered. They used it to paralyze the troops in Gulf War. And now we're putting this in our faces in the name of beauty to freeze our lines. And it actually is known that if you do Botox, it paralyzes your empathy over time as well. So
really?
Yes.
I did it once and I hated it. I did it Me on too. My forehead once. I hated it. And then I did it on my, like to do a lip flip. I'm like, I hate this. Cause so I won't do it at all. I won't do it.
Good for you, Sarah. I did it twice and it was enough to send my whole immune system into 6 months of absolute hell, and I could not figure out what's going on with me. That was that picture you saw where like the pink eyes.
Why do you think you are so much more susceptible to that? Because there's some people that are so sensitive and then there's others who can do it and they don't feel like, I didn't go into a toxic shock. I just stopped doing it because I didn't like the way it felt. And I just like, this is weird. Yeah. Why do you think, and I did very limited, why do you think you went into a toxic shock? But did you think because of the stuff you did before caused almost an allergic react, like your body reacts to it more because you already were so toxic or because of your breast implants and all the crap you did as a young Barbie doll? Do you think your body, because I know that that happens too, your body becomes almost immune to something and then it triggers fast, like a developing an allergic reaction, you know, how that happens.
Yep. I'll share exactly the answer to that question. This is why I always have slides queued up. Can you see this?
Yeah.
So when you look at the gut, this one is not mine, but this is another patient that I tested, and we do so many more deep dive root cause lab tests than just a regular blood test. Blood tests are just so limited. Oh, I did another blood test. Doctor says, let's do another blood test. Like what can we possibly find in there? 25% of the body is blood, 75% is lymph. And so when we look deeper into your tissues and you're doing stool tests, not just looking for bugs, but what I call the eight eyes of gut health, we're looking at inflammation, infection, imbalances, insufficiencies, the immune system, and how well the immune system is performing or not. So this is one specific patient. And this specific patient had a lot of toxic history and also 12 years of straight antibiotics every day for their whole life.
Gosh, I mean, that's so bad. That's what happens when you get transgender surgery. Your entire life, you're on toxins.
Yeah. And antibiotics means anti-life. And if you're taking antibiotics every day for 12 years or even 1 year, it's anti-life. They're killing your immune system. I took two rounds of Accutane, and I didn't know this when I was in college, but Accutane is what they use for chemo for pancreatic patients, but they just told me it was going to clear my acne. So it really wipes out. These things are just like we're like computers. They wipe out the hard drives of the biological wisdom that God created us into. They hate us. They hate human life. So anyway, this is one of the markers that we look for beyond just white blood cells to see how somebody's immune function is performing in their gut. That right where you see immune response, mm-hmm. secretory IgA. Ideally, we see that in between 510 and 2010, but the gold standard for that, I like to see my patients at optimal, which is like 1200 to 1500. And so this person is functioning at about a third of optimal, like 434 is about a third of 1500. When I first did my test to really wake me up, and I said, I will protect you, body. I am so sorry for putting you through this. Sarah, my secretory IgA was 44. It's one of the second worst I've ever seen among thousands of patients I've been testing over 15 years. Essentially, if you have low secretory IgA, Ig stands for immunoglobulins. That is what our body will create when it senses a foreign invader, a toxicant, a pollutant, or something that lives inside of us permanently, like breast implants or mesh or titanium implants. And the body's always trying to push it out, so it gets tired. Once that number is low, your immune system is low and you are immune impaired. So then you're more susceptible to when you're surrounded by these toxicants and pollutants or mold in your environment, then your body is more, it's not as resilient. It can't protect you. It can't push these things out. It can't detox or drain as well. So you end up with autoimmune disease. By the time you're diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, you've probably already had it for an average of 10 to 15 years, but we can catch it early before you get to that point. By the time you've been diagnosed with cancer, it's been brewing in your body for decades. Or if you got the shot, because that's been an accelerated path.
That's exactly what's going to happen, is all these people are just a toxic brew that's incubating. They're incubating cancer. How do people follow you? And then we want to stay and do some of those more controversial slides for our Substack. Yeah. How can people follow you? They need to follow you.
Yeah. Thanks, Sarah. And I'm happy to come back anytime, because this can be so overwhelming. And I really, really am totally empathetic and compassionate to that. I just like to give people like the fast track to getting you answers now, like what pertains to you now. So there's a couple different ways that I really like to know my people and get intimate with you. So I have a group where we meet every Tuesday for a couple of hours, and you could just come on and ask me questions like this, or you can say, my son has been struggling with this skin issue. Like, what's really going on? Like, doctors have him on prednisone. I'm like, no, he's five. Do not put him on pred. You know, like, I'm trying to save people's lives by giving you an alternate choice. So if you go to dianekaser.com/VIP, you can join our mastermind group for $1 and just see how you feel, see how it feels. And I give so much information in there, one of which is the liver and the gallbladder flush, because a lot of people are talking about taking binders, and great, zeolites, awesome. That's a good first step, but we also have to support those organs so they drain properly. If they're not, then you're just backed up with toxins. So I teach that in the VIP course. You get that course as a part of it. I'm always doing once a month we're doing parasite cleanses. We're doing a liver gallbladder flushes. So that's probably the best way to get in for $1. And then I also have nontoxicbeautyschool.com. We're just getting ready to launch that. So what are the alternatives to Botox or, you know, teeth whitening that are not so toxic? How do I build beauty?
Because bottom line, beauty is, even during the depression, people spent $1 out of their $3 on beauty. So
they did.
Yes. So beauty is such a strong motivator that people are going to do it. And so the alternatives are important.
Yes, they are. Because I realized that is, I can't just sit here and tell you stop doing Botox or, you know, stop using fake makeup.
Yeah.
They're like, well, I have this, again, this broken belief system that we've been indoctrinated that beauty mm-hmm. defines our worth and our value. Right. And of course it does. Like, it's your first impression. So I'm right there with you. Like, I like to look beautiful. I don't use a lot of hair dye these days, just a little bit of bleach and healthy, you know, clean makeup and all the clean ways. There's a clean way of doing this. There's a self-loving way of building your beauty. So we developed an entire course with my partner, who, she's an esthetician. We talk
That's
about
awesome.
PRP and all sorts of advanced modalities. Cause people are always like, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And we have an answer for it all, because it's always evolving. So that's nontoxicbeautyschool.com.
That's awesome, because that's what I was talking about. We need to innovate, because there's ways, and I'm really into the frequency and stuff, and there's just ways that we can have things harmonize with our body. We don't have to go back to, we don't have to be Mennonites. You know what I mean? We don't have to be the Amish. We can keep going, and we can, but we need to do it in ways that are pro-human, that synchronize with our bodies.
You said it, Sarah. It's about frequency, energy, and vibration. I have a Rife machine just to the right of me, and frequency medicine and building your beauty is a part of what we talk about in the Non-Toxic Beauty School. And you don't have to do it for expensive, because I do see a lot in the comments. I read all the comments and I'm like, what are people really thinking about this? How are they taking this information in? And I hear a lot of people saying, well, who could afford this? And it's a very victim thing to say, like, oh, I can't afford. You can do whatever you want. It doesn't have to be expensive. You could just eat cleaner. And like we talked about, it just doesn't have to be super expensive. You get to build it one brick at a time. And the more energy, the more clarity, the more that you could actually work. I have a lot of people who can't work because they've been poisoned by these things.
I got to hook you up with Dr. Joe. He's a toxicologist. He has Joe's Hope program to
to help people, because he worked in big pharma for decades, and now he's like, I just saw it. And I'm fixing what I've been doing. He helps people. He's been doing this for a decade now, helping people get off of these medications and giving them alternatives.
Amen.
And because they need something, they can't just go cold turkey off some of this stuff. They need trends, you know, options on how to do some of this. And his HOPE program really helps people.
We'll call that trend humanism.
But people need to follow you. You are great. This was a great stay after, and we'll do a little more controversial thing on my Substack.
Ah, my pleasure, Sarah.